Yo, what's good, everybody? Yo, what's good? What's good? Man, welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. I'm your man, Earl B. And first and foremost, I want to thank everybody. Everybody who's been tuned in. Everybody who's been rocking out with the Sit Down. Everybody who's been sharing the link. Everybody who's been sharing the post. Everybody who's been just tapping in, you know, whether it be on Spotify, Google Play, whether it be on Breaker, whether it be on Overcast, Tuned In Radio, or whether it be on iTunes, whether it be on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate everybody because without y'all, it wouldn't be no Sit Down. So I want to let you know this right here. Never give up on your dream. Never give up on your dream. I'm talking about never, ever give up on your dream. Because I'm going to tell you this, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. That's what the Bible says. So I want you to understand this, is that whatever you good at doing, do it. All right. I don't care if you good at frying chicken, fry it. If you good at doing hair, do it. If you good at cutting hair, do it. If you good at doing nails, do it. If you good at speaking, speak. All right. I don't care what you're doing. Just never give up on your dream. Never give up on your dream. And understand this one point. A person's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. All right? So today on the Sit Down, I got a good friend of mine, you know, somebody that I consider to be a stand-up guy. You know, somebody, I want y'all to know, number one, he's a business owner. He has helped other businesses and other business owners with their printing needs, all right? From large jobs to small jobs. I'm talking about whatever you need, this brother can do it all. He's the nephew of the matriarch, Bishop Tobert, all right? I'm talking about he's worked on small projects, large projects. He's worked with many, many, many businesses that you attend and used to attend and still attend even in this trying time right now. All right. I want everybody, put your hands together. I want you to welcome my good friend, my brother, Aaron Tobert, to the Sit Down. What's up, bro?
What's going on?
Man, it's you, man. Sometimes you, a little bit of me, you dig? I mean, you know, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I want to tell you this right out the gate, man. I'm proud of you, bro.
I appreciate that, man.
I'm really proud of you, man, for who you are, what you do, how you gravitate with people. You, some people got it, some people don't, bro.
Yeah.
All right. And I want you to know, man, you got it. I've watched you communicate with people, and I watch how you interact with people, man. You love what you do, man. You love what you do, man.
From the heart.
Yeah, and you know a lot of people, man.
Yeah, man.
You know. So, I mean, before we even get to, because this, you know, today's about you, bro. I just want you to know this. Today's about you. Well, here's what I want to do, man, because I was looking to find ways, man, to start my podcast off. And I came up, man, with this little segment, this series that I'm doing right now, man. It's called Enough is Enough, man. And we as a people, man, enough is enough. I mean, we've taken enough. You know, we've got beaten enough. We done went through enough, man. I mean, everybody in the world has seen what has happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Everybody's seen it. Everybody has seen it, man. 8 minutes, this racist cop was on the neck of George Floyd, man. Everybody in the world has seen it. I mean, there's so many different videos of it, man. I watched the whole entire thing, Aaron, and here's the thing that I did not see. What they said. Here's the, what I didn't see, Aaron. I didn't see the part of where he was resisting arrest. I didn't see the part where he was just making a scene. I didn't see that part, Eric.
They ain't gonna show you that part.
I didn't see it, bro.
They ain't gonna show it to you. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see that. But what I did see, I did see for a man plead for his life.
For facts.
I
and
did.
His mother.
Call for his mama. You did. I did see that. Now, here's the thing about it. Everybody's got more ways and solutions for doing everything. And I'm not saying that no person is 100% right. One person is 100% wrong. But what I am going to say is this right here. Right here in Kansas City, we got the same thing going on. And why y'all have not banded together, it throws me a curveball, man. I mean, we got the same thing going on here, Aaron.
Yeah.
Just here a few weeks ago. A few weeks, yeah. not even, just matter of fact, days ago, we in the same predicament.
Because it becomes a thing here in the city, man, and it's sad to say that it's almost a follow the leader type thing, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If the homie ain't talking about it, then I ain't gonna say nothing
about
it.
Yeah, you know what say mean? That, so, bro. Yeah.
So the incident we had, like the man that got shot in the backyard over there off of Benton.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Man.
That just happened not too long ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
You haven't heard too many people voice their opinion about that.
They ain't in the uproar, you know, about it.
You had the transgender that got killed. You know what I mean? You ain't heard nobody voice their opinion about that.
They ain't
you know
in the uproar.
You know what I mean? But and nothing taken away from my guy. You know what I mean?
Nothing.
But it's just the fact that how we could grasp so quick onto something out of state. You know what I mean? Before we take up for our own brother.
And miss what's happening right here in our own backyard.
You know what I mean? And I tell a lot of people what that's called is a mental distraction.
Absolutely, bro.
You know, because, I mean, besides all the killings that's going on, we got a doofball in the office.
Yeah.
That's really about to run us through the ground.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Man.
But since they got all of our attention drawn to all these killings, we ain't even paying attention to what he's over here doing.
Yeah.
Because he over here building up more wars,
yeah,
more fights and everything.
Absolutely.
But because his
absolutely
guinea pigs is down here doing what he's paying them to do.
Absolutely.
Which is to distract us.
Say it, bro.
You know what I mean? So now we ain't even paying attention. Now we about to have this dude back in office again for another 4 years.
If we don't get out here,
you know what I mean?
Vote,
because
man,
we distracted by what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, the way they handled COVID-19, the way they handle coronavirus, first of all, coronavirus been around for a long time. It just ain't just started. It been around. But they could have stopped this. And my thing is this, bro. This is my thing right here, man. And it's just my personal opinion. So don't nobody come hit me up talking about Earl think he's a philosopher. Earl just, you know, since he got a podcast, he can just say whatever he want to say. No, that's not where I'm at. But I want you to understand this. I don't want you to dig me here. Check this out, man. Now, a natural virus has a natural cure.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah.
I want you to dig me on
that.
Now, virus that's been planted, right? A virus that's been planted. They already got a cure for it.
Ben had one for it.
You feel me? Now, for all the people who's been in the military, I've been in the military, and the one thing that I know is before the United States go into a war, bro, there are people that sit at a desk like this a little longer, and they vote on how many casualties that they're okay with for people losing their lives. So they raise their hand, you know what I'm saying? It's 20,000 good, everybody raise their hand. 40,000 good. So before they go to war, they've already decided how many people they're okay with that are gonna die.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I mean, that's for real, dog. That's what goes on.
That's crazy.
All right, I want you to understand this. Now, this reopening back up the country ain't about you or me. It ain't about us.
At all.
It's about the economy.
Numbers.
It's about the economy. That's all it is. You know? Now speaking of COVID-19, bro, I want to ask you this, man. How has COVID-19, man, affected the way you do business?
Now, I mean, you know, we all been shut down since it started or whatnot, but you know, I've been opened back up for about 2-3 weeks now.
Okay, okay.
And so, I mean, we still handling most things as normal, but just not allowing people to really come in.
Come in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, the only way we're really allowing people to come in now is if it's like maybe somebody we're dealing with obituary, you know, yeah. with all these jealous homicides Absolutely. Going on.
Absolutely.
We may allow them to come in and kind of show us their little concept or whatnot, how they kind of want things. But
Absolutely.
We're getting them in and out as quick as possible. Okay. So there's no sitting there going through the whole thing. You just kind of show us boom, boom, bam.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. We're going to send you what we got out of what
you going to get your okay. And we good.
And But then just as far as, you know, just regular customers, we just pretty much handle them either by phone or email. We like I said, we're really not letting nobody come in. So, I mean, when it comes to picking up orders, I'm just kind of serving you at the door or bringing it to the car or whatnot, you know, getting the money and running the debit cards. And we still, you know, handling all that. But, yeah, we really not letting too many people come in right now just because of our safety.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we got families to go back home to and all of that. So,
absolutely.
And then not even only that, but even being in a shared building, you know what I mean? We can't take the chance of getting anybody else sick.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
Absolutely.
We just trying to keep all things safe for right now, you know what I mean? And like I said, even with them opening up some stuff and, you know, no telling when they finally say the whole city open up, but I don't plan on really cracking my doors back open until 21.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you gotta think like that, man. You gotta think like that. So I'm just saying, you know, what have you done, Aaron? I mean, what have you specifically told your staff, your people? What have you specifically told them, man, of what we going to do to protect ourselves, man, with this coronavirus, man? What have you actually told them?
Yeah, me and Tish, we talk all the time. And like I told her, you know, she, and more certain to her, because she really actually has a full family at home, you know what I mean? So I tell her, you know, We stay clean and sanitized and everything around in the office, you know what I mean? But I try to tell her, even when she's out moving around, you know, just try to stay as clean and stay away from people as much as possible. Just because, like I said, you know, she got a daughter that's about to have a baby.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? They made me the godfather. I appreciate them on that.
Salute, bro.
You know what I mean? So, like I tell her, you know, she really got to watch what she's doing, you know, about to have her first grandson, you know, so she really got to stay out of the way of the things, you know what I mean? So to keep us healthy and keep everybody else healthy, man, we just kind of make sure we take care of ourselves, not only in the job, but outside of the job, so Absolutely. We can continue to take care of the community as well.
Absolutely, man. We got to do that. We got to do that. So, man, here's my thing, man. I got to ask you this. You know, they're reopening the city. They done opened up a lot of different things.
Too much.
And even as of today, they're going to do a little bit more, be a little bit more leniency. So here's my question to you, bro. With the city reopening, do you feel that it's too soon? And what's the number one thing that you've seen that people have taken lightly since the reopening?
Man, really, honestly, I really think it's entirely too soon to be opening up. Because, I mean, we've been on this lockdown, 3 months?
Almost three months.
And so, to say, even say this the third month we're going into, you know what I mean? It's like, do you really think they done found a cure for y'all to just be out there floating around like that?
Ain't no cure. Ain't no vaccine.
Yeah, man, they told y'all a little heat to kill it. Y'all see a little sunlight, y'all ready to run outside.
But we don't know if that's true.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? So, and like I tell people all the time, man, from the media to social media.
Yeah.
It's only going to tell you so much.
They're not going to
tell you 100% facts
Absolutely
of what's
not.
Going on.
Because they don't want papers. You. That's what sells papers and magazines, bro. They're not going to keep doing that, man.
You know what I mean? So, you know, they say, hey, okay, June 1st, y'all can go outside. And they just sit back really thinking, let's see how many of these niggas going to die.
Absolutely, bro.
You know what I mean? Because like they said, I think the thing for, like, the clubs right now, they allow, like, 15 or 20 people in right now. And whatever
clubs... You can't survive like that.
And whatever clubs decide to open, you know, they allow 15 or 20 people. And then June 1st, they supposed to go up to like 50 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I sat back and I thought in my head, like, so y'all gonna allow 50 people in the club at a time. That's not including your staff. You can have your full staff.
Yeah, but 50 other people.
But only 50 patrons.
Yeah.
So I said, so a club, just say a regular club like Percy's.
Yeah.
For instance, say they got a 20 people staff.
Yeah.
So now you got 70 people.
Yeah. Inside a building.
Inside of four little walls.
Yeah.
You don't know who got what.
Don't know because who carried
it. They don't have symptoms. You don't have no reactions.
Yeah.
You know, none of this.
They
so,
don't think of one person. And then everybody.
Hey, man. Hey. So. Like I said, you didn't see me in the house till 21, man.
I mean, it's really crazy, man.
And everybody know I love to get out in two-step.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But and it's killing me I can't get out in two-step right now. Right. But, hey, my broom room became my best friend right in my room. Hey,
you know, the one thing, man, that we just got to do, man, is we got to be careful, man. I went to UPS today, man, and I seen a lady, man, that had her mask, and I forgot, man. I went back to my car, I got my mask, and one thing is I want to tell people, every person that you admire and follow, they have been saying wear your mask. So I don't know what it's going to take for you all to continue to wear your masks, because this is a pandemic. We don't have a cure. We do not have a vaccine. And it's just time, man. I just seen Aaron, for me, man, I think it's too soon, and I just see
entirely too soon.
I just see a lot of people who is not taking it seriously.
They're not.
I mean, some people just think it's a joke, and it's like, you know, they haven't really taken it seriously.
And you know, I'm gonna tell you when they first came out talking about it, I was kind of one of them people like, yeah, all right, you know, it's going to wither over and die, you know.
Yeah.
I was one of them people, you know, oh, okay, yeah. I'm thinking, you know, something just like the little flu like virus.
Swine flu.
And
that was serious.
Yeah. And
people died from that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, yeah, all right, it's going to be around a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, and then we, you know, it's going to be over and dead with two.
We done.
But who would have thought we'd be 3-4 months into it, man? Kids done lost graduations.
Man,
proms,
nothing, man.
You know what I mean? Like, these seniors and eighth graders this year, man, they got a story to tell.
Yeah, man. That's the whole point, man.
The college kids that graduated couldn't even walk. You wasted all this money to go to college.
Yeah.
Not to be able to walk the stage.
Yeah, man.
I feel deprived of my education.
Yeah, man. It's heartfelt.
You know what I mean? And it's so many. So much stuff I done thought about just within this process, man. It's just like,
yeah.
Who would have ever thought we'd be into something like this right now?
Real talk, man.
Who would have ever thought?
That's real, bro.
Who would have ever thought?
You know, the one thing, man, I want to do, man, is I want to let everybody know about this podcast. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight and upliftment and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who help spread unity, peace, love, awareness and positivity. I will engage in conversations that will help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Earl Belton, and welcome to the sit down. Yeah, man. So Aaron, man, why don't you tell everybody who you are, man, and what you do for this community, bro?
Man, so, you know, I just been running a print shop, man. You know, actually, my uncle, Bishop Tomber, came up with it, say, 10 years ago. I've been running it for the last 6 years.
Okay, bro. All right.
You know what I mean?
Hats off, yeah.
And so, we're located down on 34th and Purcell inside the church, in case anybody's wondering. Just enter on the 34th Street side. It's a one-way going east. come through the glass doors. I'm right there waiting on you.
Yeah.
You know, and we do it all, man, from your business cards to your itineraries, your stand-up banners.
Come on, bro.
Your banners you put across your walls.
Uh-huh.
If you got a business, need a light-up sign outside, we take care of you. I mean, anything you could think of, man. Only thing I don't do is T-shirts, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anything you could think of, man, hey, I got you. If I haven't did it, I'm going to figure out a way to get it done.
There you go.
And you're not going to beat my price unless you go online.
And that's the thing. But you got to wait for it.
When you go online, you got to wait 5 to 7 days, and you got to go all the way out to KCI to pick it up.
Yeah, man. So I'll go through the hassle.
I got you in 2 to 3 days max.
Yeah.
If not the same day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got to come to you.
I prioritize in that same day. Because if you come to me, you just need them prints. I ain't got to do nothing to you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you walk in the door, I'm going to get you right then and there. You ain't even got to go nowhere.
Absolutely.
Give me 20 minutes.
I've seen it done.
Give me 20 minutes. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You the Houdini of prints. I've seen that, baby. You know, because I got to come see you, man, because I got to get some banners for the sit-down, man.
So, you know,
I'll be there. It's not a, I'll be there. So how long have you actually run the business? You said 6 years.
Yep, I've been running it for 6 years. It's been open for 10.
Okay.
You know, my little cousin Britton and Ruben, they started out with me down there.
Yeah, shout out to them.
We grinded hard, man. And then now I got a young lady from over in Wyandotte, Kansas, man, named Letitia Bell, man.
Okay.
She's cold with them graphics, dog. Like,
she's like that.
Hey, man, she's cold.
Okay.
From anything, album covers to magazine covers, your regular party flyers, birthday flyers, wedding flyer invitations, dog, whatever you need. Hey, she's cold. She's in the nominations for the People's Choice Award.
She made it to the finals for that, man. Speaking of that, man, you know,
shout out to my boy Terrell Ray for putting that on, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ray the Jerk, aka the Mister, the Man, Terrell Ray. Yeah. Speaking of that, man, you know, Exquisite Connoisseur Magazine, Hustle Air, Miss Dolly Guest, Rockstar Cuts, Dave Jordan of the Post,
mm-hmm.
all the major medias, man, we came together, man, and we're doing the biggest collaboration that there is, man.
I've seen that.
We're doing the biggest collaboration ever, man, so we're going to be getting with you on some business on that side.
That's cold, man. I've seen that.
Because what we're doing, man, big shout out to Dank Nitty, man. Me and Dank always doing some brainstorming, man, and we always doing some talking. Big shout out to Dolly. We always, man, doing some real conversating, man. And with Dank makes me think outside the box, and he's always about networking, and he's always about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came up with this process, and Dank was like, man, you know this, you know, and I'm telling him, once I see the vision, man, you know, The spiritual sense, man, gives you the outer version. And I said, Dank, this is going to be the biggest thing of our career. All of the major media, all the media in our city come together as one, doing one conglomerate project. This is going to be the one. And so Dank said, hey, man, this is what we're going to do. He said, man, we're going to have this thing where we're going to do it for the finalists. And then he said, oh, no, you know what we're going to do? Bro, we're going to do a magazine, man, for the people who got nominated. I said, that's what we doing. He said, and then we're going to come back, man, with a follow-up version for the people who actually win. So we're doing like a three-part series, man.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, man, we're doing like a shout out to Dank Nitty, man. You know what I'm saying? We just, there's this thing, man, because here's the thing about it, man. Just because you don't make it to the finals and you got nominated, man, that's still a major accomplishment.
Heck yeah.
And there's going to be people who want to see themselves in a magazine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, and outside of that, Aaron, man, I'm going to just put it out there, man. You know, I was going to wait and put it out there, but I'm going to put it out here now. Not only are we doing something for the people who got nominated, but we're also gonna do something special for him, man, with the sit down. So I'm gonna be interviewing the people, man, to give them the opportunity, man, to be on the sit down too, man.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cold, yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Bringing a whole little swag to it, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, big shout out to Terrell, man. You know, I really, and I tell him this all the time. I tell people, and I don't just say I'm proud of you just because I want to say it. I see the work, the things that you do. And so, I mean, this is going to be really big because all the media are coming together, you know, so... I really want to give a big shout out to Rockstar Cuts, my cousin, you know, and you're a rocking super tight.
Oh, yeah, shout out to my boy Gumbo, man.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all super tight. Big shout out to Miss Dolly, you know, Miss Dolly's birthday, Dolly guest, Dolly's birthday coming up this weekend.
Miss Dolly, that's my home girl.
Yeah, man, she does a lot.
A lot.
All caps. Yeah, I mean, she do a lot. For the people, she does so much giving back, man. Especially, man, with this music side of it.
Oh, man, don't I know.
And you know, Dave Jordan of the Pulse, man. Dave is the one of the most. He is the most beautiful. I'm talking about individual personality. This brother, man, is his heart is so big, and I tell him this all the time. You know that. You know, the stuff that you do for people is going to come back. It might not come back when you want it to, but it's always right on time.
Always.
It's always right on time, man. So, Aaron, man, let me ask you this, man. How does it feel, man, to be the person that small or large businesses come to and know that you that stand-up guy that's going to take care of them, man? You know, how does that make you feel, bro?
Man, for real, it makes me feel honored, for real, man, to know that people feel as if they could bring their treasure to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yes. I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that's just like that sacred item, you know, your loved one that passed left you and they know they could come back and get it later and it's still gonna be in that same condition. You know what I mean? If not better, you know what I mean? But I'm very appreciative of people that could come in and they know they could just give me a notebook piece of paper.
Yeah.
With a bunch of scribble scrabble on it, and they're gonna come back and see their whole vision
to life.
You know, it's no greater feeling than to just see people be able to look at their work and they just like, ah.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for, you know what I mean? Because they knew what they was looking for, but they couldn't do it.
Absolutely.
And so then when you do what they was looking for and you add something to it, they like, oh man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it makes you feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I ain't gonna be bossy because it don't happen all the time. Sometimes you get them come in and say, "Ah, oh, well, man, you know, can we do this and can you do that?" And it don't necessarily make me feel bad either because at the end of the day, they still like it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But it's just a few little tweaks that
absolutely
that one I ain't gonna always catch.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So with that other extra eye or two or three, you know what I mean? They see something, you go back and you do your little one-twos to it. By the time you get done, you sit back and look at it like, well, damn, that mug is cold.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could have got a little bit of flavor from everybody and threw it into one, and then you'd be like, damn.
Absolutely, bro.
All right.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, bro. How has your connections with everybody you've done business with helped you to become the person that you have become?
Oh, man, boy, the connects came so crazy just being in the shop, man. Like, from meeting, like, big-time promoters for Live Nation and A&G or what's it, AEG or something
that.
Yeah, AEG. Yeah, man, like, meeting a lot of them. And then, like, dog, just meeting most of the big promoters around the city that I've heard of but never got to actually meet, you know what I mean? Like,
and putting a face with it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then some of the big-time barbershops, beauty shops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, I've always heard of this shop, but who runs it? You know what I mean? Who's the person that put this together? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I done dealt stuff, like, man, and like, shoot, even with churches, man, like, community centers, all that, like, actually being able to get to meet the face that actually put this together.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it amazed me, like, dang, that's you that run this? You know what I mean? Because, you know, you was always raised as a kid to don't judge a book by its cover.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, sometimes, you know, I see some of these club owners, barbershop owners, beauty shop owners, and I look at them like, dang, I'd have never thought you were on nothing.
Right.
You know, just because they don't dress like they got the money, but you probably can't count their bank account. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I tell people, you know what I mean? And I learned that years ago, man. That's a whole nother story from when I was in drill team, man. But yeah, so I mean, it's just been a privilege, man. I've met a lot of people from like Truman Medical Center, met a lot of their top staff. Even with the Royals, I'd have met a lot of the Congress people, man. Some of the chiefs of police and all type of mayors, and I'd have met them all, man. Like, it's just been a blessing, cause like I said, some daily people that just live everyday life would never get to see them besides on TV.
How has that made you think bigger and think bigger with the business?
Because the fact is. It goes back to that saying, you know, it ain't what you know, it's who you know.
Come on now.
You know, so like, even when the job opened that we had did for Truman Medical.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just because, hey, I'm smart and I know how to do graphics, so I'm going to go over here to Truman Medical and say, hey, I want to do it. No, it was because, you know, I was connected to somebody that knew somebody.
Absolutely.
That knew somebody, and then they said, hey, I know a guy over here that, you know, got a little print shop.
He does this.
You know, and they said, oh. And we've been ordering stuff offline. If he could beat this price, then... So we went and had a whole meeting, and boom. We start printing for Truman Medical.
See, that's how
I mean? For the little fruit truck that do the fruit and vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
Doing all their little pamphlets and, you know, and then...
Bro, you know I know you do it all.
What was... what's her name? She used to have the big drive out at Arrowhead. She was a congressman.
I know you're talking about. I can't think of the name right now.
She used to do like that big food drive thing out at Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do all of her stuff for that. And then, she went and did Luffy's stuff, Peachtree.
You done did so much.
Oh, man, so many around the city. Rockstar with all the fashion shows, the Curves of Confidence fashion show.
You done did Exquisite Kind of Store magazine stuff.
You done
did everybody's stuff.
Man, and I just consider it a blessing, man, because, you know, they could go to FedEx or UPS or, you know, they could go to Vista Print or, you know, they could go to Office Depot. But, you know, they regularly, you know, keep it direct and keep it right in the hood.
But when it comes to their personal relationship, That's for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's for me, man. You know what I'm saying? So, let me ask you this, bro. What has changed for you since you first started being the person who runs the print shop? What's changed for you, man?
Oh, man. It's been a lot to change, honestly. You know what I mean? Just on the learning curves of being the forefront.
Yeah.
You know, coming from the back seat to being the driver. You know what I mean? It was a total change because in that era, it was a lot of things I had to learn on my own.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because
okay.
I didn't have nobody to turn around and say, hey, how do I do this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
okay.
I mean... It's taught me a lot, but man, I went through wasting paper, wasting ink, wasting time. It molded me very well. You know what I mean? It's even helped customer service because, you know, back then I would get frustrated, whatever. So, I mean, it didn't help with patience, customer service. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really humbled myself, you know, all of that, man. So. Yeah. I've personally seen a lot of growth. You know what I mean? Just because, like I said, man, it have been times I done got frustrated and be ready to snap on everybody. But, you know what I mean? So now it's just where, like, all right, I done kind of overcrowded myself. So
now, here's the question of the day. This is the question of the day, bro. What do you take more seriously now that you didn't take as seriously at first?
There's only one word I could think of. It's time.
Okay.
Time, man.
Okay.
And I say that because of the fact that a lot of people don't really realize the time and effort that graphic designers put into making flyers and CD covers and magazines. And some people just, I don't know if they just think it's a snap of a finger, fly by day magic type stuff, or, you know what I mean? But it's time, you know what I mean? And even and even with just printing, you know, just even if, you know, you don't have to do design, just within just the printing, the cutting, and all, it's time, because you don't want to rush it.
Right.
Because then you get to rushing, you might overcut something, or you might undercut something. Now you got to worry about going back, trying to trim. So it's time, it's patience. You know what I mean? So time has been the biggest.
I can see that that's what you learned, bro. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I can see. Listen, I've been there when it has been a shop full of people. I've been there when it's been the big promoters. I've been there with all that, bro. Yeah. So I can see how that has shaped you.
Yeah.
I can really see how that has shaped
you. That time made patience, man.
You know, I can see how that has shaped you. So, bro, here's what I want to know, man. What motivates you?
Man, honestly, the thing that really motivates me is just getting up knowing I ain't got to punch a clock for nobody else. And I say that humbly as I can, because the fact that it's like to, even though I'm still working for someone else, you know what I mean? But it puts that thought in your head to say, man, I could still be out here working at UPS, working for the white man, punching his clock, listening to them talk to me however they want to talk to me, making me do whatever I got to do just to make a check. But I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? I'm not punching the clock for nobody else. And not only just punching the clock for somebody else, I'm actually doing something that I love to do.
And that's not considered work.
And so... And when you love to do it,
it's
not work.
Yeah.
Because it'd be some mornings, some nights, I go to sleep excited because I know I got to design something for somebody in the morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I wake up in the morning with that same energy, like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got to hurry up and get down here. Such and such need this flyer.
And see, I heard Steve Harvey say this, man, just a few weeks ago. It's the fact that, you know, when you love to do something, man, it's not a job. And if you can do what you do and give it away for free, God puts the monetary on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, he puts the monetary on it. So, man, what's it like? What's it like, man? What's it? I mean, first of all, I got a personal relationship with your uncle, man. You know, I love him to death. What's it like, man? What's it like sitting down with the bishop, man? What's it like? Outside of being a nephew, I'm talking about, man. What's it like, bro?
I mean, he's a funny character, man. And outside, even outside of his church life, man, you know, you can sit down at a dinner table with him, man, and he could get to telling you some stuff, and you'll look and say, nah, not the bishop. You know what I mean? And I don't necessarily mean nothing outrageous and crazy. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, because he had a life before he was a bishop,
You know what I mean? And sometimes just sitting back listening to the stories, because even before my grandfather passed, which was his father, you know, I spent a lot of my childhood with my grandfather out in the garden and all of that stuff. So I heard all his stories, you know what I mean? So, now sitting around listening to unks and my dads and all their stories and just knowing what I learned from grandpa, it's like, man, y'all some sneaky bad little kids, man.
Because
some of the stuff they got away with, I know for sure we would have never got away with, man. But yeah, man, I mean, he's the type of person, though, man, You can talk to it, ain't got to worry about being judged.
I can say that for sure. And I'm talking about that. That's real. That's real.
You know what I mean? You ain't got to worry about leaving him and the whole community know what you just talked about. You know, and I've always told him, I praise him for that. You know what I mean? Because even though you're my uncle, he's always been that other father. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't want to talk to Daddy about this, but I feel comfortable talking to you about it.
There you go.
You know, and I know you're not gonna go back and tell Daddy what we talked about.
Even though that's your brother.
We got this bond as nephew and uncle. So you know what I mean? And I done seen a lot of things he done did, just not for the community, man, but just different families in his church, and I mean just other people he didn't even know, man. You know, like helping just people randomly, like, you know,
I've seen it too, bro.
People walk in the building in the middle of the week and say, "Hey, Bishop, my lights is cut off," and he paid a whole light bill to zero balance. You know what I mean? Like,
the man's incredible. I'm just saying the relationship that I have with him, to be able to sit down with him as a person. It's not even about the bishop thing.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I've only had that type of relationship with a few other people. You know what I'm saying? And first of all, I want to shout out, man, Pastor Ron Lindsay. I want to shout him out. All right.
Okay.
You know, me and his nephew, Ken Dog, me and, you know, the brothers I grew up with, man. Pastor Lindsay, man, we had such a high honor for him. Even though we was doing what we was doing, bro. I'm talking about, you know, we out here gritting. We doing what we do, but you know what? If he could, put all that, you know what I'm saying? We had that respect for him.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with the bishop, though.
Oh, yeah.
Feel me?
No, it wasn't
the point that the bishop was like, "Hey, boy, you ain't gonna be nothing, man. You, all you did was hung out down here, man. You sold." He didn't do none of that, bro.
No.
He didn't do none of that. But the fact, because he was in good and he had a relationship with my parents, he still was like, "Boy, just keep doing what you're doing." You know what I'm saying? He always had something. And so that's why my relationship with them too, you know what I'm saying? Pastor Ron Lindsay, man, and Bishop Tobert, you know, there's another people I had some special relationship. RIP to Bishop Hartsfield. Man!
Oh, man.
Man, do you understand the relationship I had with these? Hey, man, listen. I'm going to tell you this story, man. And this is for real. I'm going to tell you this real story, man. Your uncle, Bishop, told me. He said, you know, first of all, and you know this because you've been knowing me. You know, people who really know me call me Junior. And you know this. You know, so, and don't you try after this. But everybody who know me, you know what I'm saying, know I'm named after my daddy. So Bishop told me, he said, "Junior," he said, "let me tell you something." He said, "There's a difference between somebody who knows something and somebody who think they know something." He said, "The person that think they know something, Junior, is argumentative." He said, "They're going to always come back with something. But the person who already knows it, Junior, is going to shut their mouth." Man, that was the greatest lesson, boy, your uncle taught me. Because I would just be looking at people. Hey, you already know me. How we be out in the body. And you know, you see me, you be like, yeah, boy. I just be waiting for, because here's the thing about it. If you say more than five, you don't know a damn thing. So yeah. I'm over here like, Bishop right. Bishop right. And then, but see, here's the thing about it. You feel it. You feel it, Aaron. It's because the thing comes out. And a person that be in their feelings, and when they really don't know it, they want to make you feel bad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's what our people do, man.
And that's crazy, man.
It's crazy, man. So here's what I want to ask you, bro. I want to ask you this, man. And this for real, man. You know, what's important to you, man?
What's important to me?
Yeah. Man, what's important to you, man?
I don't take nothing more serious than life itself, man.
So life is it.
And I say life is the most important to me, because your life is what you make it.
Okay. All right.
You know.
All right.
And I say that because everybody wasn't born on the earth to be a millionaire.
Absolutely.
Everybody wasn't put on the earth to be a bum.
Absolutely.
You know? So from the bum that sleeps under the bridge to the millionaire that got trillions of money.
Yeah.
It was all because of a decision they made somewhere in life.
Absolutely.
To either say
that, bro.
I don't give a damn, yeah, and ended up sleeping up under the 12th Street Bridge.
Yeah, man.
Or they made the right move and they found some way to make some money.
Absolutely.
No matter if it's because of who they knew and they found a way to make some money, or they went to the streets, got their money up, and then went the legal way and elevated from it.
Absolutely.
Because I know a few of them that did it both ways.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Life will always be the most important just because it's what you make it.
Absolutely.
It can make you greater or it can break you later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We all, man, and I say this, man, I heard one of my greatest, I'm talking about, man, one of my greatest motivational speakers, man, say this, man. And I spend my day, man, just focused on positivity. I listen to a lot of positivity. I listen to a lot of motivational stuff, man. But the late, great Jim Rohn said, man, that we are one question away from a life-changing experience. Because the things that you don't know, you're just one question away from knowing it. And but here's the thing about it. But here's the thing about it. We don't ask the question is because the people that we're afraid of. We're afraid of the people judging us. We're afraid of the people talking about us. But yet and still, they still one question away too.
That's because we blind. We blinded.
Man.
We blinded.
Yeah, man.
We blinded by the image society has showed us.
Absolutely.
And a lot of us get stuck into that image.
Yeah.
Because all we see is these rap videos, niggas got cars, they got stacks of money.
Yeah.
They got all the pretty women hanging around.
And half of that stuff ain't real.
That's all props.
Yeah, half of that ain't real. They don't own half of the dudes.
Don't even own that stuff.
Don't own none of that.
They get on these BT Awards with all these chains and fest clubs. They rented that stuff, man.
Own none of that. To look good for one day.
For one night.
I'm not doing none of that, bro.
Half of them don't even own it.
I'm not doing none of that.
You can look up at some of their cribs. They living in regular houses like we are.
Of course. Because
they done blew their money too early.
Yeah, but see, you know what? And see, that was my... See, God is incredible. Gee. Boy, that was my next question, man. Because I'm going to ask you this, man. If you woke up the next day, man, and found out you had $1 million, man, what you going to do?
Go to work.
I can see you doing it. You know what I'm saying? I can see you
and
doing it, bro.
So no.
I'm telling you, I can see you doing it.
Because I'm going to be at work every day as if I still was struggling.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's the reason why the rich get richer, poor be poor. See,
now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I might go get me a few extra little clothes and shoes or something.
Come on, man, you gonna do that, man.
I might even buy a new whip.
Aaron, no. Listen.
But I guarantee you I won't quit my job.
Aaron, this is me. This is what you're talking about. You know what you're going to buy?
Guarantee you I won't quit my job.
You know what I know you're going to buy?
What's that?
You gonna buy you a damn watch?
Oh, I'm getting one of them.
I know you. You like wristwear, boy. Come on, boy. I know what you gonna do. Big shout out to my dude. You know what I'm saying? My brother just walked in the building. You know what I'm saying? Kango just walked in the building. You know what I'm saying? Man. Hey, listen, Aaron. The brother to your left. You dig?
Right.
Yeah, that's your right. Okay, my bad.
Yeah,
I'm looking at because
other way.
Yeah, I'm looking the other way. Right. Listen, 35-year-plus history, man. And I'm talking about, man, we've been. I'm talking about this, my brother. I can call. Listen. I'm gonna tell you this. This is one thing that I'm gonna tell you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know that I don't mess with a few people.
Oh yeah.
All right, and you can count them on one hand who I get down with.
Oh yeah.
Besides my cousin. OC Juice, Freddie Sherman, Pat, you know who I get that.
Yeah.
That's my ace, right? I'm talking about, listen, tears in my eyes, I'm talk to him. Regardless, he ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? We got that relationship.
That's cool.
You dig what I'm saying?
And it's sad to say, but that ain't even normal no more.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean? I was telling somebody the other day, my best friend, we've been friends since fourth grade.
Yeah.
Fourth grade.
Yeah.
I've been out of high school 12 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and him been friends, and we still talk till this day.
Yeah.
First thing my niece said, well, how'd y'all keep in touch?
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, because your real friends is going to always keep in touch with you.
Absolutely, bro.
Your real friends.
Yeah, man.
I don't care what school you... I said, we was friends in fourth grade. Now, we done went through middle school.
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah.
College.
Yeah.
And back home.
Yeah, man.
And never lost contact one time.
Yeah, man. I mean, me and my brother, man, we lost contact, man, because, you know, we went to that other college.
Yeah.
You did. Right. But let me tell you this. See, they can't tell me about him. See, and that's the one thing. See, that's the one thing that people don't understand. Stop letting outsiders bring information to you about people that you know. See, and you know what? See, that you got to cut it off, bro. Sometimes you just have to cut it off, you know. And me, I'm one of them. Hey, Aaron, you've been knowing me for a long time. I will cut your ass off quick. I ain't trying to hear nothing. Cut you off quick.
You got to learn the real from the fake, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's for real. So, hey, man, let me ask you this, man. You know, if you had 1,000 acres of land, man, you had 1,000 acres, man. You just woke up the next day, man, you had 1,000 acres, man. What you going to do with it?
If I had 1,000 acres, no.
1,000 acres.
I don't need. I don't need nowhere to stay. So you know what I do?
Yeah.
I build a seniors' home and a boys' home.
Okay. Okay.
But the difference would be the way they do these seniors nowadays is, to me, is just straight up trifling.
Oh man, I mean seriously.
You know what I mean? So
seriously,
I'm gonna bring them in. Have some A1 nurses in there.
Yeah.
Making sure they got their full course meals, vitamins, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And then boys' home, hey, it's going to be a true boys' home.
Yeah.
You know, but it'll be something different to, these boys won't be locked up.
Okay. I feel you.
You know what I mean? We're going to treat them and show them to be a man.
Yeah. And that's what's missing, bro.
You know, not just throw you in here and say, all right, you got 6 months and then we're going to let you out.
Yeah.
No, we're going to bring you in 6 months, 12 months, whatever, and we're going to give you all these skills.
Yeah.
We're going to set you up.
I feel you, bro.
So when you walk out this door, you're going to get you a job.
Yeah, bro.
With a high school education, college degree. Bro. Not just say, all right, I'm about to go hit the block again. No.
Yeah.
By the time you get out here, that's out your mind.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. That's real. I can see you doing that.
You know what I mean? But that's because you got to have them like-minded people to teach them.
You got to have the like-minded people, man. You can't, you can't be around dream killers.
You can't go get your regular prison guard from McKim and come say, hey, raise these boys.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them have been brainwashed.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
That's real talk.
You know, I've seen some of the prison shows. See how the guards work with them. You know, so most of them have been brainwashed. I don't need you.
Man, big shout out to my boy, man, Julu, man. Julu was on Sally Jesse Raphael for the stuff that he did, you know what I'm saying, inside these prisons, man. So big shout out to Julu, man. Julu, that's my dude,
that's
man.
That's my guy, man.
Hey, man, that's my dude.
We need to work with him, man.
Oh, man, we here to do some things, man. We
set
here
up
to do
some of them interventions with some of these young guys around here, man.
Yeah, man, we here to do some things, man. Julu, man, has been another. I mean, Julu's like Kango.
Yeah.
See
okay. What I'm saying? Yeah.
Now I want you to understand this. See, I can talk to him about anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. I'm talking about anything. It don't matter.
Right.
But I'm gonna get the real answer.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Now here's the relationship with me and my bro, 35 years plus. He ain't gonna say some shit to me, man, that's just gonna make me feel good.
Nah, and he shouldn't.
You feel me?
And he shouldn't.
That's why we bond the way we do. It does not matter. He gonna tell me, listen,
forget. I'm telling you what sound good.
Listen.
I'm telling you what's good.
Listen. He done told me some stuff, boy, that I'm talking about it, the way that the racist cop had his knee on his neck. He told me some stuff, boy, that I felt like, oh, man, I got to do it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But he knew the reaction he was going to get when he said it because he's like, yeah, I'm going to say it to you because I'm going to say it to you.
Yeah.
And that's how it was, bro.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, man, let me ask you this, man. How you start your mornings off?
Man, first thing I do is get up, brush my teeth, grab me something to eat.
Yeah.
meditate my mind a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And shoot on to the office.
Absolutely.
Now, when I get to the office, yeah, most of the time I got a good maybe 10, 20 minutes for real before somebody call in or even call in, come in or something. So most of the time, that time, I'm just really just sitting there going through my game plan because, I mean, you can't go into the Super Bowl without a game plan.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
So,
absolutely. You
know, I lay my game plan out. And just like most coaches know, your game plan don't always go as usual. You know, sometimes play number one end up being play number 10.
Absolutely.
You know,
so, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I always just try to line my day up just because you never know what happened. Never know.
That's real.
Sometimes, you know, day gets strung out. Sometimes I could get in there and just shoot right through everything. And then I'm sitting there with a little free time. I'm like, okay, let's knock these few little links out. But, you know, I just always at least try to put some type of game plan together before I actually get it started.
Absolutely, man. So here's the thing, man. I want to thank you, man, for giving me this opportunity, bro.
Man, no doubt, man.
I want to thank you for this, man. You know, we've been good friends for a while. I do my business with you, man. I feel good about doing business with you. I got a segment, man, that I do, man. I just started this thing, man, a few weeks back, man. It's called Tip Your Hat, man. And the reason why I started it is to tip my hat to people, man, who I feel that are exceptional, bro. I feel like you're exceptional, bro.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Gotta tip my hat to you, man. So before we get out of here, man, any last words or anybody you want to shout out, man?
Hey, you know, I just appreciate everybody taking their time out listening to us today on the Sit Down Podcast. You know, so, hey, again, if you're looking to get anything printed from business cards, flyers, brochures, whatever you need done, pull-up banners, whatever, you can always hit me at 816-974-8277.
Tell them again, bro.
974-8277. That's my cell phone. You can shoot me a text. You can call me anytime, Monday through Friday. And like I said, man, I get anything you need done.
What's the office number?
The office number is 816-561-3730.
I want them to have both.
We there Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Or actually, let me correct that. It's Monday through Thursday, 9 to 6.
Yeah.
Fridays is 9 to 4.
Okay.
Then we're closed on the weekends.
All right.
You know, but hey, just come through, ask for myself, Aaron Tolbert, or Letitia Bell.
Yeah.
And we're going to get you straight. I promise you, you won't find nobody cheaper than me in the city.
Absolutely, man.
3400 Purcell, right inside the church. Come on the 34th Street side. It's a one way.
Listen, this is the time where I do the quote of the day. And the quote of the day is this: the meaning we give behind people's behavior is the reason why unpleasant emotions happen. I want you to dig me. I want you to understand me. The meaning we give behind people's behavior is the reason why unpleasant emotions happen. Meanings only have events in our mind. I want you to dig me. Meanings only have events in your minds, all right? I appreciate everybody for rocking out with the Sit Down. I really appreciate everybody who's been tuning in. And I'm gonna tell you this one thing, you know what I'm saying? Look out. Season 7 is about to come, baby!